All right. Gentlemen, have you had the opportunity to review the minutes?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept the minutes as presented.
Second.
Okay, excellent. Glad to hear it. Has been moved and seconded that we accept the minutes from our last meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
This is funny.
All righty then. Butch, let's go to work.
I want one of these on.
I don't care.
Mike does.
Do we want to talk about the gravel bids? Is that what everybody's here for?
I think we ought to.
Yeah, well, let's do it.
What gravel bids?
For the crushing.
Yeah.
I don't know who wants to start. Don't matter to me.
I guess I will.
Excellent.
Yeah. So I didn't see any actual bids yet. Did you?
We got the manuals out.
They revised the bid.
Last week. And there's some questions that the contractors had regarding some of the items we had in the manual.
If you guys can't hear, come on up. We can. We'll get the microphone in front of him.
So we basically just had to sit down with the contractors who were holders of the manual to just find out what issues they had. Items such as the gradation requirements, bid dates, time of completion, and testing requirements were some of the items discussed. Based on that discussion and discussions we had with Butch and Billy, we sent out an addendum. I believe it was last Friday. We changed the bid date to October 16th, so it'd be the next commissioner's meeting. Changed the time of completion to August 31st, 2018. The reason that came up is just because of weather conditions at the Beaver Bane and Cottonwood Ryegrass, just to add cost to the project, which and Billy said that would work if they could get the material together by the end of August next year. We had defined the core pit stiffs based on, we didn't have an official document from the BLM, but we stated it was between November 5th and April 30th. Yesterday, I got an email from the BLM, and I had to change that yesterday. There's no crushing or mining between March 15th and July 15th, so we just clarified that. So the contractor can do it before or after, as long as it's done by August 31st. The last thing in the addendum one was just changing the testing requirements of the base itself from one test per every 2 hours to one test per 1,000 yards, and that's basically just assurance of the product that we're getting. It's basically on startup so that they can fine tune once we get the test we want, and then we can relax in that testing. The last thing was we had in the original manual, so we spec'd a grading age with some additional special provisions on the one inch screen and then on the fines, and that was causing some concern about cost and time frame from the contractors. We're sticking with grading H, and at this time we just went with grading H without any stipulations on the fines or the between the 3/4 and the 1 inch screen. Be a maximum of 5% above the 3/4 inch. And I know, Butch is really after a finer product. This is kind of a way to meet in the middle. We did get tests that the White Dot did at the Fisherman Creek pit, and it did meet the grading H. That's kind of what has been getting produced by the county. So that's kind of where we're at in the middle right now. Butch or Billy's got comments, or any guys in the crowd have any comments on that.
Yeah, but let's go with Butch first.
Well, on the crusher, Billy's going to be crushing two different kinds. He's going to crush some dirty gravel and some clean. Sometimes we need dirty gravel and sometimes we need clean if it's muddy. So this making this clean gravel is not something new. We've done it before. And we started making dirty gravel to make it stick to the road. So we do both. And that's why Billy got the grading H out of Bondo, was because he's making some clean gravel. So it isn't like it's impossible to do.
Okay. Billy, do you have any comments on that?
No. I mean, our crusher, you know, we're using 1-inch screens, woven wire screens. So our product, you know, I mean, you don't see much 1-inch rock in it, so it comes out smaller. up in Bondurant's probably one of the hardest, that Fisherman Creek pit's probably the hardest pit we have to crush in. It's real dirty, it's got real hard rock, and I mean, we were making spec there. Beaver ain't bad, cottonwood ain't bad. Core's real sandy, so we'll have them issues, but other than that, it's the two pits are good pits.
Okay.
Well, I think you're screening off a certain percent of core, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're projecting 30% of reject.
Okay.
How much is left in that core pit?
I don't know. We bumped trash on one side, is all. We haven't went around the circle yet. Used to be just a big cone years ago, so I don't know how big it ended up being. I wasn't there when they filled it up. Covered it.
Okay. Gentlemen, do you have any comments or questions on the addendum to the STIPS?
No, I don't believe I do. I think I'll.
Does it sound like something we can live with?
So you just going with the Public Works Act grading H then?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we can get that. The only concern I have is like looking at the plan, and I don't know, maybe Butch or Billy can work with the guy or do whatever, but I'd like to go in there and reject that much gravel out of that pit. It sure be nice to be able to use a stacker as opposing to the way you've got it set up to run opposite directions with your materials. And that's just a thought, but because if you can't use a stacker, you got another loader involved, another expense involved.
Well,
I don't know if it, I don't know. It's
yeah, we're gonna hash it over and see.
Yeah.
They've got a site or a plan. I don't know what Billy's plan was for that.
Well, it looks to me like your guy's going to be running a long ways for his reject.
Yeah.
And there's some, I mean, it's just.
So the two separate piles is maintained.
Yeah.
It's out of the expense to the county if I got to pay another loader operator in there just to stockpile reject.
Yeah, I'm like you. I mean, well, it's a separate pile.
Yeah, that's all we care about.
Yeah.
We're going to use it for salt sand.
Right.
Right.
I guess the intent.
And that's what we do anyway. So we screen it.
Do you
rock
want us to mix the salt and sand? Or?
No.
No.
No, we mix it in the chip.
We mix it as we put it in the doors.
Well, that's just a thought for the
chair. I don't have a problem with it.
No, I don't.
I'm good.
No,
these are two separate files.
Yeah, so what you're saying, Butch, is when you do it, you screen it first and then go to the crusher?
Yep.
Is what you've been doing.
So we're throwing the rock back in. But
right.
At that time, we only had like a three-deck screen, mm-hmm. and so it wasn't working out to kick it off. So, and it's so that's why we screened it and we took the sand out. We had about a 6 foot layer of sand there that was really sandy. So we take that off and we're screening it and throwing what little rock was in it back in the stuff. And then we,
and you're saying you had 30% reject out of there?
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, probably.
Yeah.
Well, what we're trying to figure out on a deal like that, just to give an honest bid or a fair bid, is what we're going to have to, you know, what machinery we're going to have to do. We'll go look at it today, you know, look at the bid and see if we can do it, because I'm thinking I can do it one pass.
There's room in the floor of that pit for several piles, so.
But, you know, I'm just trying to get away from bringing a screen to in, you know, to try to pre-screen anything, and I'm going to try to do it one pass.
Yeah.
Well, you probably can if you got the right kind of screen in your crusher and stuff. Yeah. But we didn't at the time.
So. What's the biggest rock size in that pit?
Oh, it's not very big.
Have you guys ever had your plant set up in there?
Our new one?
No, not our new one.
Not our new one.
And then there's only one other concern I have is that if in the stiffs there that says the county doesn't guarantee the product in the pit to make what we're trying to do, and I don't have any issues with that. We'll try to go in there and do the best that we can do. Like, and I'm pretty sure you're concerned about that pit more than you're concerned about the others, because I'm not at all concerned about the others. I know I can make grade H in either one.
Yeah, I
just hands down. But this one here, if you,
I don't know that because we've never had a contract in there where we did that, so I don't know. So there may be some
hair splitting a little bit. You know, because you get in, you can get into a pit, but you know as well as I do, and you might start fighting the lower ends. Well, you can hit two of the specs on the lower end, and then you make all your screen changes, you shoot the blinds and do everything you can, and then the other spec drops out, and you're fighting that, and you're talking like 1%, you know, 2%, or 0.5% difference, and a guy's fighting it for 2 weeks to make a pile as big as this room. Trying to figure it out, and then you figure it out at the end. I don't know. You know, we're going to have to add a whole bunch of equipment to try to make this. You see what I'm getting at?
I do. Yeah, I think.
Because that's the only thing that's carrying me in that.
We just want clean crush there, so.
Yeah.
I think we can go off that. Yeah. The other ones ought to be just. They're going to make it.
Yeah.
And that floor in that pit has got a lot of clay in it, but it's just. It doesn't bind very good. It's silt. It's not a good clay. It's not a good one you want to use. So, if we do need to add some of that, I'd rather not add that.
Yeah.
I'd truck something in.
The material we're pushing up now at Cora, it is better than where we started way in the back. Was real, real sandy. The stuff that we're getting into now is a little better. I mean, it's not near as sandy.
Do you have a pit analysis of that?
I think guys took some samples of it, but put it in their books. But I don't know if we would just
load it. You wouldn't be opposed to me. I'll just take the bank sample.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be opposed to that.
Yeah,
I mean, it won't have any crusher fines in it. I know what I'll make crusher fine wise, but I'd like to know what I'm dealing with, just straight up pit fines.
No, I think you ought to.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Mike, can you make the adjustments in that addendum then, according to what we've talked about today?
You bet.
Okay.
I'll do I guess the two items then, if I'm right, is a clarification on the reject pile location, where it's able to be stockpiled.
Yeah, because if, in my mind, it's not good for the county.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just going to, I'm going to have to bid extra money into it if I did it.
Yeah, all we're wanting is just a separate pile.
Okay.
Yeah, separate piles. We ain't out to get you by any means. We just want a good, clean crush.
Right.
So if we're gonna bid out some crushing, we need some clean gravel in these pits. So if it's starting to get too much mag in them, they're starting to get muddy, and we need to skim across the top with some cleaner stuff.
I don't have any issues.
No.
That's good. Okay.
And the second item, Mike?
The second item, I guess, would be
screen size.
I guess what, you know, what latitude and specs we got on the core pit itself, based on, you know, what
well, don't even know how you would word that or how you would go.
No, it's a public works act. It's in the book. We're done with it.
Try to stay with it, but if you can't, you know, because nobody's been in there to try to, you understand what I'm saying? It's not been a spec fit yet, right. So.
And in addendum one, it does say, you know, that there's some latitude.
There is some latitude.
On, you know, based at that the county's discretion, you know, as long as, you know, obviously you're trying to get the spec and you're just out, everybody can say, yeah, we can live with this and move right. on.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask. That's what I asked right. Butch. Well, if we find fair and try to do the best job we can.
Right. So, everybody going to get to know your sample?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, like yeah. these other guys, so that'd be good.
Yeah.
So yeah. everybody knows what it is, go out together or whatever.
Yeah, we'll yeah. screen it off on a 1-inch.
Yeah, that's fine. And everybody says the 1-inch will come out about 7/8. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3/4, 7/8.
Yeah, that's
it'll
good.
It'll be smaller than the leaf tree.
Just so it ain't one inch. So.
It's 100% passing 1-inch.
Pretty much, yeah.
I think the intent of Butch and Billy here is not to make it tough on you, but just to make sure we've got the right gravel that we're needing. I don't think they really want to hold your feet to the
yeah,
fire.
We crush dirty stuff occasionally, and we crush clean stuff occasionally, so that's all.
Joel, you had a comment?
Just a comment for Mike, I guess, and... talking to the BLM field manager, we talked to Caleb this morning. In fact, I think him and Tom had been talking about it, but he appears more than willing to talk about the steps at that pit. And I told him I'd be glad to sit down with him, see if we can. Did I hear you right in saying between March 15th and July 15th
yeah,
we can't crush?
Is that the time you can't or you can't?
The time that you cannot.
So that opens up that window, right?
It does from where what we were. So you have between, you basically have a month and a half on the back end or up until March 15th, you know, depending on.
Yeah.
And with any luck, maybe this conversation will lead to raising that stick.
Absolutely. I understand that in the past we had kind of the okay, and Butch would know more of this. We had the okay from the Game and Fish Department, but the BLM.
It's still
mostly sage-grouse, or is that their concern?
It's an
eagle's nest. Oh.
Okay. I guess Joel was just giving you a heads up that they seemed willing to discuss.
They
it.
Seemed willing to talk about it, so
I'll try it. We'll just put in another request. I mean,
yeah, put in a request to discuss it with them and see if you can't cut it down a little bit.
Dave, you have a comment?
I have basically two questions. One is for clarification. The other is for my own edification. For clarification, I guess the addendum that was put out is we're going to go with grade H but specs, but we're going to remove the previous amendments to that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? Okay. And then the one for my edification is you said we're going from one test every 2 hours to one test per 1,000 yards. How does that? How long does it take to do 1,000 yards? Is that a test every 4 hours, or one test a day, or
probably about every 4 hours?
And
but that test takes 6 hours to run. You know, so
do we normally, when a county crushes, do we normally test?
No,
we don't.
No,
I mean,
this test a day, you know. When there was 3,000 yards, something like that would be once you get into spec.
So,
you know.
Yeah, I'd say once you get into spec, it wouldn't take near as much.
As
like
the purpose
you get a hole
of
in a screen or
routine test is to get into spec.
Get into
so
spec.
You know how to produce the spec material.
That would happen the first day.
Yeah.
That'll happen the first day.
But once you get into spec, then it's not as stringent?
No, there's
because it's time consuming and it's expensive.
Get a hole or something.
Right.
Okay.
So is that your intention, is to back off?
Yeah, that is our intention. And if everybody would feel better, we can make a third addendum with these items to say,
yeah.
And once we're in the spec, you know what, at that point then it's, you know, I mean, that was the whole reason it was put in there is to get into where, you know, if we find issues at the core pit, then where are we at and what can we once you get the screens and everything set right, then it's, you know, I don't know how.
But it seems obvious that once you meet the specs, and then if you come into something that's different than what you're digging out, then you better retest and make sure you're not producing something that doesn't meet the specs.
So would you guys accept our own testing procedures? Because we do it the same as state or anybody else. Can we test our own materials is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I wouldn't have a problem with that as long as we get samples and we can retest them and okay. Check them out and make sure.
We split them and give you half.
Yep.
Okay. Just so it's right.
That saves the county a little money too.
Yeah.
You know, usually on a state job, when we roll in on a state job, they'll test every 1,500 times for maybe 7 or 8 tests, and then they back way off unless we do a screen change. And we're testing ourselves anyway because you don't want to get caught.
No.
And at the end of the job, when you got 10,000 or 20,000 yards sitting out there, the state will come in, test your pile.
Reject it.
Redo a pile test or whatever and bless it or whatever. So it behooves us to test. We're going to test anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
so I would say include that in your addendum also. Just it's best to have this all in there.
Yep.
In your addendum,
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you, I know in the first contract you addressed the two hunters, you tightened that spec from 6 to 11, was it? Or?
We, in the first contract, it was, we adjusted the top 5% and then the fines. And basically, it was a tighter specification. So we would just went back to a straight grading age where there's no additional
requirements. From 3 to 12 now, is that
yeah,
right?
It's 3 to 12 on the passing 200s and 100% passing 1 inch, 95 to 100 okay. Passing 3 quarter, okay. Which is grading age.
Okay.
Straight across the board.
Okay. Mac, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I just have one question. When this contract was changed, and decided to have a meeting with all the contractors. How many contractors were there?
All the plan holders.
Yes.
Good. Okay.
But good. They're not all represented here?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
And they were, at that meeting, everybody was invited to attend.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
Very good.
Good.
And we'll have another addendum out today. We still have, you know, if there's any other questions that come up from anybody, then we can address those before the bid date.
Okay. Just go ahead, Mark.
One more. Are you going to go to the BLM and try to?
Yeah, I mean, I'll call today. I mean, because I think it's really important for everybody
huge.
To know.
That's huge. If you can, I mean,
I can't promise I'll have an answer by the time the bid date comes around, but. If any information comes back that would affect anybody's bid, then I'll relay that to each plan holder.
Yeah,
so everybody's on the same right. field. So.
Caleb and I discussed the timeline. He was like, oh, is this going to happen soon? And I said, well, we'd like it to be this season. And he acknowledged that. I think it'll either be a really short conversation where they say no way or we'll get work through it. I don't know that.
I've tried to get it twice, and I've had permission from the Game and Fish twice.
Right.
So
it's been the BLM. It's been the stumbling stone.
Yeah.
Biologist.
Okay.
I mean, I guess the only way to approach that is to request, you know, that the stipulation just be dropped. Because otherwise, unless I mean, that's... If we can do that, that opens the door. Mm-hmm. If not, then we're picking and choosing where I don't know what works best for the contractors. So,
well, why don't you go to BLM and get ask them for another one of their deals, saying the
exception.
Yeah, because they okayed it the first two times, so it wouldn't hurt to get a third one. Try it again.
Is that only good for one season?
Well, they tried to no. Forever.
Okay.
Just dropped the stips. They dropped it on the Shriver pit and they dropped the stips on the Bennings pit. And we got the letter from the Game and Fish saying they would acknowledge to drop it, but BLM wouldn't drop it. Now they might now, if you go get another letter from them, say we want another copy of that letter that you wrote twice so far.
They're expecting somebody to chat with them.
Okay.
So this is a local decision through the BLM. This
correct.
Isn't going to Ogden or
nope.
someplace else.
Nope.
They can make this decision here. Very good.
Names I know.
Okay.
Good. Is everybody comfortable with what we've talked about today?
Yes.
Mike, Butch, Billy, comfortable with all that?
Yeah.
Okay, let's proceed forward then.
I'd just like to say thanks to Rio Verde and everybody for getting together and working it out.
Yep.
I think that was a big deal for a little bit.
It's all we got to do is talk, right? Yeah. Okay, sounds good. Thank you, gentlemen. Continue on there, Butch.
Thanks for coming.
Mike,
it's nice to see you out.
Tell us about the fence up at Espen Shots.
You bet. We went out and got the right-of-way surveyed where the legal right-of-way is, and then worked with Chad Espenscheid up there on where the fence would be, so it'll work for the county. I got the easement drafted up. Skylar took a look at it. It's into Matt Gaffney right now. Once that document's ready to go, I'm sending it to Chad so we can get the easement signed off on, then we can get the fence contract made, because the whole intent is to get that done before it's too wintry. So we're kind of up against it.
Yesterday.
So that's where we're at with that one. Do you have anything else on that?
Not on the fence. So.
I guess I'll talk about the industrial road.
Yeah.
Obviously, everybody knows the weather hasn't been very good, but the pit run is completed at this point, and crush bay should be getting laid today. We should be blue-topping that tomorrow or the next. And, you know, temperature willing, you know, we'll be paving starting today once it hits at least 40, hopefully. And as long as it takes after that, the weather window's looking a little better as the weeks go on. So
it just has to be 40 and rising, is that the?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Very good. What else, Butch?
How about the Willow Creek Road? We talked about that some. Skylar sent us some emails, or a email on it.
I have a thought on that one.
Okay.
They don't have the blessing from the conservation outfit yet to move that road.
I don't know.
They don't, is what I understand. Is that, do you know, Mike?
I don't.
Yeah, so here's my theory on this. I don't even think we should put this in the newspaper yet until they have the conservation easement blessing to move that road. Because there's a possibility that's not going to get moved if the conservation easement outfit isn't on board.
I had to get it to Noble.
Yeah.
On that one stretch.
So my suggestion is before we even advertise that, I think they need to get the blessing of the conservation outfit.
Well, I still had a couple of questions on it.
Okay.
One is that hill. We talked about knocking it down and they was willing to do that, but then they said it's junk, so then they weren't, but they talked about maybe moving some on the other end. But if they don't move it and aren't willing to, we should see if we can't get some kind of easement where we can later on or when we get time to do it, because we'd still like to move out of there. And there's a couple other spots up the road that on their property, it'd be nice to wing back a couple of banks where we get these big drifts.
Right. Well, and if those...
So when it comes up.
If you don't knock that hill down, making that corner to go up
is
going to be a trick.
Yeah.
So, not trying to... But if it meets a 55-mile-an-hour spec, highway department spec, then... doesn't matter what happens to meet that spec, either the hill goes or they realign the road to make it work. So if they meet that spec, then
yeah,
that addresses...
Except for climbing the hill.
But currently, the road probably doesn't meet that 50 mile an hour spec, 55 mile an hour spec, with a sharp corner at the bottom. I don't know. I'm not an engineer. Yeah. So if they do improve the road to meet that spec, then it's better whether the hill is... however they address the hill. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, I understand what you're saying there. A 55 mile an hour curve
is going to be better than what's currently
right,
there.
Is the issue. So yes. It's the curve mm-hmm. that is the issue, not the 55 mile an hour road with a 35 mile an hour change at the curve. You know what I'm
sure.
saying?
Yes, I agree.
So if that curve meets the 55 mile an hour spec, I think we're in business.
That's my understanding.
Yeah, if the curve meets.
And I believe that was what Rio Verde directed them, if I recall properly.
Yeah. Well, I think our last discussion, that's what we decided.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that as long as we don't have a 55 mile an hour road that chokes down to 35 at the corner.
Sure.
Okay, well, I still want to knock down the hill. But
you would like the ability for
whether we do it or
to knock
do
it down
yes.
is what you would
yes.
like.
Okay. And whenever we get time. So if they would put that in there and get that through their conservation, if it's in the conservation.
Okay.
To doubt it.
Mike, can
hill.
You take care of that?
What are you talking, some extra width?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It drifts in there real bad. It's tough to get through there.
Okay.
Plus, it's a tough hill.
That's good. But I need to ask you gentlemen's opinion on my proposition, too, that we don't advertise this thing until we know that we've got the conservation easement on board.
I don't disagree with you on your proposition, but maybe they've already done it. We just don't know. So I don't want to be the ones holding them up if they've already got that permission. I guess that's something for Mike to... If they have it.
We just need somebody to find out if they have
yeah,
it or not.
Yeah, if they have it, then we move forward with the advertisement. If they don't, then I agree.
Right.
So when did we talk about a conservation easement? To do with what?
The
property is on a land
yeah, the bar
trust.
Cross is on a conservation
it's
easement.
It's a land trust. They have to
land trust type deal.
So, but it already is, right?
Yeah, but they have to
so
get...
So the concern is whether this is going to violate the... terms of the mm-hmm. easement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. They
have to get approval from the land
right.
trust to move
right.
the road.
Okay.
Mac?
After going in with Butch to look at this road, I understand where Butch is coming from a plowing standpoint of climbing that hill with heavy snows, which we had last year.
Yeah.
So it, I don't know how you have that. I think it was all in agreement until something happened.
Well, they agreed on it once if it
yes,
was gravel, so
right.
it should be easy enough to get it through.
To do it again, but I would really like to see if we can get that hill cut down just solely so the plows can get up that hill.
Okay. Two other spots, too.
Dave.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with you. I think before we advertise, it would be the wise thing to do to make sure that the conservation folks have approved it. Otherwise, it's hard to withdraw that.
Right. Well, and if the conservation, if land trust isn't on board with it, you can't move forward. And we've spent the money on advertising and all of that.
So, do we need a motion for that, or?
I don't think we do. I just think we need to. If you'll let them know that
yep.
we need that
just
information.
Get some documentation on that.
We just need some documentation.
And then advertisement.
And then we'll advertise. Yeah. That sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. that sounds good. And, yeah, work with Butch to get that hill knocked down.
They finished out at Vickery's putting in the topsoil and making that nice, and everybody seems happy with that. Laying the roads out there. Moved a little rock up Skyline, kind of got that short stretch fixed up a little. But they're digging some of them rocks out on that point that's so bad up there and putting them back on the easement line.
Hmm.
There's gravel in that hill, so might be such a thing as phase two. If that happens, they can take it out of that hill.
Take it out of the hill.
Get rid of that hill.
Good.
It's been a pain for a long time.
Okay.
So
yeah,
might do some, test holes and stuff, but take it right out of our easement there and get rid of it.
Good.
At least part of it. What you got, Skyler?
As Mike mentioned, I reviewed the documents on the Middle Piney alteration, the legal description, resolution, and the plat. There was a little question, the Sheriff's Department had a little question on access up in Hoback Ranches, so I went up, took a look at that, which is a little different. That was all right.
Okay.
And I'm doing a plat review, family division, out by Daniel. And we'll be working with our new planner.
Okay. Excellent. Anything further, Skyler?
No.
Gentlemen, anything? Go ahead, Joel.
One question, I guess, for Butch. I've been asked by the Forest Service to participate in a phone call maybe in the next 2 weeks. And part of the agenda is they're going to be asking me the question, what roads do you have in mind that would benefit from a Schedule A agreement? In other words, roads in the county that are on the forest where if the Forest Service can get the money into this pot to be grant money for Schedule A agreements, then that money is granted to the county and we can use it to either maintain the road or contract to maintain the road. Well, hopefully. That's part of the conversation. But give it a few minutes to think about it, the roads on the forest that would be good to get fixed.
Boulder Lake
or
Road.
Or maintained. Boulder, I've already got that.
Boulder Lake Road. Okay, good.
There may be others that I'm not aware of. One thing that's going to come up at some point with this Forest Collaborative, if they move forward with any sizable projects between Bondurant and Union Pass, there's going to be a need to improve that road, the Green River Lakes Road, at least the part of it that they're going to be using. And so that will, I'm going to be bringing that up as part of the discussion. Could that be, for example, and could you include that in a bid for, say, a timber company? They're going to have to be able to get log trucks out, and they got to have a road to do it. So can you deduct that expense where the bid would be cheaper, but it would include upgrading the road, for example, with the idea when they're done, it's left to benefit the public? So anyway, if you would just give some thought to that, because you know the roads around better than anybody. And just call me.
Okay.
I think Boulder Lake and Green River Lake Roads are probably two of the high priorities, aren't they?
Probably.
Willow Lake seems
to think so.
Comes up a lot.
Willow Lake Road.
Ranger Station, sorry. New Fork to Willow Lake Ranger Station.
Oh, right. Yeah, absolutely. So. Since the Willow Creek Guard Station access went away. Mm-hmm. They said that, yeah, there is access, but Mac knows what that access is like.
Mm-hmm. It's perfect in your side to side.
Horse or side by side?
Side to side.
You're not taking a trailer in there?
Nope.
Okay. Good deal. Anything further, gentlemen?
No.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Billy, your turn. Come on up. Give us the good news.
Well, it's going great.
Excellent. There you go. We're always glad to hear that.
On your way. All right, then.
We've been doing all sorts of stuff. Getting the bell house all fixed back up. That's the main thing. A lot of stuff's been very wore down, not fixed. So I've been working on that, getting that done. I've been getting a lot of feedback. I mean, at the last meeting, I brought up pricing and stuff on our what we charge. Had a lot of good feedback and stuff on that. the main reason, and I redid a bunch of it, changed it. I'll show you guys.
Okay.
The main reason I'm trying to is there's so much stuff coming in that we haven't been charging for, and there's no way to track it. And I'm working with the scale house and trying to, and I've been talking, you know, just changing where we can track stuff so we know what we're,
and this has changed from last.
This has changed. The last one was just kind of feel the waters, and that was the, I mean, we are very low if you look at what everybody else is charging. I mean, we're not the lowest, but the percentages on the last one was what were basically what we should be at. But I think this one here, and I think Ryan's here.
You've been privy to this then, Ryan?
Yeah, and he's, you know, I think you're good with this.
Yep.
And he has, you know, he has a lot of feedback on it. I've talked to a lot, everybody was so, the one thing I did get was, you know, if we raise it too fast, and Ryan can bring up some of the issues on that. I mean, it's crazy how low they do charge to pick up your trash. To me, anyway. I mean, it's basically, if you figure out about a day, it's less than like a cup of coffee a day for, you know. And it, one thing about trash, no one wants to talk about it, but everybody does it, you know. And there's a lot, just since I've been doing it, there's a lot into it of keeping things separated and doing it the right way. And not burying toxic stuff and, you know, the whole nine yards. So there is a lot of expense in it. But everybody's happy with this. This is the one I'd like to advertise. The tires have got to go into effect.
Right away.
You know, at the first of the year, because I was talking with Eric and stuff. We were working on solutions there about trying to bury them and that. But so far, everything I've talked with Reed, the, you know, DEQ, that, you know, that's not a really, they're not crazy about that idea. So, I don't know, maybe we can, you know, our whole theory was to put them in the bottom of the C&D pit. Well, then they were saying, well, yeah, you know, we could probably, you know, might be able to do that, but we might just give you like a 30-year permit. Well, you don't want to, you know, that's crazy. I mean, put them in there and then have C&D on top of them, and then if, I mean, not that I'd have to worry about it in 30 years, but if you had to dig them back, I mean, so the best solution right now is, at least with the tires we got, is to haul them and get them, and we got more than we should have down there right now. And I think this has kind of got out a little bit because I've seen a lot more tires coming lately. And what's bad with the tires is I'm actually getting calls. I got a call last week from Afton, the guy asking if he could bring his tires over, and at least he called. So that's what I'm trying to stop, is that type of stuff. And then on these other charges, we got so much stuff coming in that we don't charge nothing for. Pallets. I mean, we get pallets, and it takes a lot of time to, in a lot of clean wood. And Ryan can bring up stuff that he deals with, too. I did start at the transfer station. We started taking C&D again there, like we talked about. I've had a lot of good calls on that. People thanked us for doing that. Other than that, we're just carrying on, getting a lot of stuff cleaned up. Got the road where it ain't muddy. Trucks can get to where it needs to be now. We're just carrying on.
Good. Ryan, do you think the contract haulers be on board with this?
Yes, I think they will be. I think the biggest thing for the contract haulers is the MSW and the C&D.
Yeah.
You know, we just went through a raise.
Yep.
Not even a year ago.
Right. The MSW staying the same.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And just also offering consistency. In the past, maybe the benchmark price was $75 a ton, but if you went in there and you were extra smiley, you might get out of there at $35 a ton. Or maybe $25 a ton, depending on...
Or if you were extra growly, it was $100 a ton.
Yeah.
So there was no consistency.
I'm on board with that one. put that to use at my office.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I think just having some consistency with the pricing and the policies is important. Because, so, you know, in the past, it's been all over the place. You can do this one day, you can't do it the next.
Gotcha.
Prices are all over.
Some consistency.
Mm-hmm. I think Billy's on the right track, charging for all of the items that come in there need to have some fee associated with them.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Past that, it's just raising the MSW price. I think it's going to get a lot of recoil from everyone.
Yeah, I don't think there's any intent of raising the MSW price. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I think Billy's on the right track. It's great to have a road into the landfill that you can actually get a truck in and out of.
Okay, there's an idea.
You know, small things like that make a huge difference in the life of a guy trying to make his living.
Okay, very good. Let's go this way. Go ahead, Dave.
Just a couple of comments. In my opinion, I think we ought to start charging for the tires tomorrow. And the other thing is, I would be in favor of biting the bullet, paying the price, and hauling the existing tires off as soon as we can.
Okay.
Dave just covered it. I think it sounds to me like you'd like a blessing from us to get rid of the tires.
Yeah.
I'm on board with that. We'll bite the bullet there. But if you want to give us a number and get them taken care of.
What's laying there right now from the closest place to get them is Salt Lake. Is the tires we got on the ground right there, it's going to be right around $70,000.
Oh, jeez.
To get rid of them.
But it's not going to get cheaper in the future.
Oh, no. And no, it's going to keep going. Sure. Right now.
Sure glad we've been taking those for free.
Yeah.
Well, I think you still, I don't.
Yeah, we can quit that tomorrow.
You're right. We better give them until January 1st.
The pile's not getting any smaller, obviously.
No.
So to me, it sounds like in your violation, we should address this. And hate to do that, but 70 grand.
We got Mac first here, Joel.
I was going to say exactly the same thing. We've dug ourselves a hole, and we have to climb out of it. And the quickest way to do that is bite the bullet, pay the money, get those tires out of there. Before we have $170,000 worth of tires.
Joel.
So, question for Billy. The price we're proposing for tires, $4 a tire or $100 a ton for big tires.
Mm-hmm.
Would that, if we had been charging that for that big pile that's there, would that pay to get
rid of it? Yeah. And this right here, this price that I've done right here, we are just going to break even. I mean, just getting
well,
rid
would
of
be them. My goal is to break even.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Just to break
even
on them.
And then that's, and if you look, I mean, because everybody I've talked to a center, takes them in Colorado, and the guy I talked to in Salt Lake, that's where I've come up with the $30 per ton every year, because he told me that's what they're going to do. It's just till they find a better solution how to do something with them.
It's cheaper to get rid of them now.
Yeah.
So I support. I'm on board with this. I mean, let's do it.
Yeah, well, I'm on board too, but I'm going to check with the lady that holds the checkbook.
I wasn't going there.
Where are we going to come up with this money?
Well, Billy and I discussed that a little bit. I think at this point, if you guys want to go, we'll just go and spend it out of the budget.
And then we could do a budget
transfer. And then we'll do a budget transfer. Okay. We'll see how, because we don't know with our fees, if we start collecting more money, you know, we're kind of operating in the dark at this point in time to see what our real revenue is looking like.
We also have the Lincoln County fee that's going to start the first of the year, or the
Yeah, and we've got that, whatever that, you know, however that works, that's going to be a new revenue to the landfill. And we've got reserve money that we can take care of any shortfall that we've got, but it's a bigger deal to get compliant than it is.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
than to find the money. All right, get rid of the tires, Billy.
Okay. I'll do it. Other than that,
do we want to start charging immediately for tires?
I think we better wait till January 1st. I really do.
We're going to gain a lot of time.
Yeah, boy.
How about November 1st?
It'd be great to start now, but boy, I can hear the outcry.
The guy is so tight.
Yeah.
It's the commercial guys.
What's
the commercial tire?
Yeah.
Changers, they're sitting on an inventory of tires they've been charging a $1 disposal fee for.
Yeah.
You have to give them a heads up. Get their inventory out and start charging the new price.
Yeah, yeah, true story. And most commercial tire places charge $5 a tire.
They've been doing pretty good.
Yeah. They've been doing
well. Bring them down for free.
Yeah. So, okay. Sounds good, Billy. Thank you.
You bet.
Anything else?
No, other than that.
Okay. You're doing a great job, and we appreciate your work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Billy.
I was going to bring up the toilet paper, but I thought it'd be in the pool.
Maybe we could charge $5 a roll for toilet paper.
Well, I'm not a January. I'm taking tires for $5 a piece.
December 31st.
We're
going to
take a 5-minute break, and then we'll be back on schedule.
Oh.